I want to go through a few paragraphs in what's called the Yalkut Biurim on Masechta Erevin, the first of which is about the Gemara of Shiurin, that's Rav Chanan, Shiurin Chatzitzin Umechitzin Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Why did Rav Chanan have to say that Chatzitzin Umechitzin are Halach L'Moshe Misinai? Once he said that Shiurim are Halach L'Moshe Misinai, Shiurim is a general concept, and it applies in many different areas. Amongst them are chatzitzin for tefillas mikvah, mechitzin for setting up a rishus hayachid. Why is it necessary to specify shiurim and then chatzitzin u'mechitzin? I mean, amongst shiurim you could come up with many different subcategories of shiurim, as the Gemara actually does. We have shiurim for Beis HaMenuga, and we have shiurim for a kli in terms of the Nekev, and shiurim in terms of Melechas Hotzah and the violation of Yom HaKippurim. So why does Chatzitzin and Mechitzin get special attention here, and it gets specified here? Aren't they just details or applications of the general rule of shiurim? They're just shiurim as they apply to chatzitzin mikvah, to mechitzin rishus hayachid. So he quotes the Ksav Sofer, and he says the following. He says, Yeshno chiluk bein klal shiurei atorah lebein shiurei chatzitzin u'mechitzin. Shebechol ha-shiurim shenitna l'moshe misinai, rak klal advarim nitnu l'moshe misinai, kigon shiurei ochlim shein bekizayis ukebeitzo kisokseves ulam lo nemar lo eze din shiuro bekizayis v'eze din shiuro bekebeitzo v'eze din shiuro bekoseves ubo chachomim v'emidu kol shiur al makoma v'chein kol shar hashiurin mashe enken chatzitzos u'mechitzos, bahen nitnu l'moshe misina gam prote adinim v'alochos v'lochein nimnu bifnei atzman. Here's the contrast. In the case of shiurim, the Torah gives us just a klal. That's called halach l'moshe misinai. So the Torah tells us there's something called the Kizayis, there's something called Kedei Achilas Pras, there's something called the Koseves. But the Torah doesn't give us any specific dinim. That's already something that the Chachamim are going to have to flesh out. They're going to tell us, when does the Shir of Kizayis apply, when does the Shir of Revias apply, when does the Shir of Kibetza, Kikoseves, Kimole Rimon, etc., etc. Masha Enken, in contrast, in the cases of Chatzitzin and Mechitzos, here the Halach L'Moshe Misinai gives us not just the general categories, but it gives us a specific dinim. You know, when is a Chatzitza called a Chatzitza? If he's Makpid, if it's Rubo, if it's Miuto, what about a Mechitza? How high is the Mechitza? How wide is the mechitza, or the area that's mukaf in the mechitza, etc., etc.? All those specific dinim are given together with the halacha l'moshe misinai. So they deserve to be categorized in its own way. Let's move on to question number two. And that is, are these shiurim relevant to Bnei Noach? Or are they unique and singular to Bnei Yisrael? And this is going to be a major machlokes rishonim. We're going to start with the case of Achila. A Ben Noach is enjoined from eating Eiver Min Achai. How much Eiver Min Achai does he have to eat? What's the size, the volume of the Eiver in order for him to be chayev for Eiver Min Achai? Is it a kezias, which it certainly is for Ben Yisrael, or is it possible then in the case of Ben Noach, he's going to be chayiv for a kol shehu, any minimum amount of Avram min Achai. By the way, Avram min Achai includes also what's called Basar min Achai. So Ben Noach is enjoined from both Avram min Achai or Basar min Achai. And the Rambam writes in Perek Tes Milchus Melachim that a Ben Noach is chayev even for a kol shehu. And the Rambam adds, Shelo nitnu shiurim el Yisrael bilvad. That when the Torah gives us shiurim, that's only for us. That's only for the Jewish people, but not for the Bnei Noach. The Radbaz, the super commentary on the Rambam, writes that all the shiurim are halacha l'moshe misinai, and halacha l'moshe misinai is only given for Klal Yisrael. And the Binyan Tzion, his name was Etlinger, otherwise known as the Orach LaNer, he writes that the reason why these halacha l'moshe misinai were given to Yisrael and only to Yisrael is because these shiurim were given at Har Sinai. The Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach were given before Har Sinai. They were given to Noach. That which was given at Har Sinai, in this case to Moshe Rabbeinu, that's only for the sake of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that which is also to Ben Noach before Matan Torah, that doesn't have any din of shir. The din of shir was Nischadesh at Har Sinai, and exclusively for Klal Yisrael. But as far as Ben Noach, who were given these Isurim before Har Sinai, there's no shir, no minimum amount, and they're chayef even for a culture. Now let's add here a point of the Stechemed. The Stechemed, who was a Sephardic Achron, lived about 100 plus years ago here in Eretz Yisrael. He writes that we paskin that Chatzi Shir is Asu min HaTorah. Means the following. As far as Nevela is concerned, Ledugma, if you eat a Chatzi Zayas of Nevela, you violate an Isur Torah. That's how we paskin. However, as far as Onshim is concerned, you're not chayiv until you eat a full Kezayas. Now, in the case of a Ben Noach, we have a principle called Azharoso Zui Misoso. There's no difference between an Isur and an Onesh. All Isurim generate an Onesh, in this case, Misa. And therefore, says the Stechemed, the Rambam holds Yechayev if you're a Ben Noach for Kol Shehu because Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. That's not the way we understood in the Radbaz. That's not the way we understood in the Binyan Tzion. They were of the opinion that the Rambam is based on the halacha, on the logic, that halacha l'moshe misinai starts with Har Sinai and on, and has no application to the Ben Noach before Har Sinai. But now, the Stechemed is putting a whole different spin on it. He's saying that for Yisrael, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah, and for Ben Noach, Chatzi Shir Asa Min HaTorah. The only difference is, in Ben Noach, we have a principle called Azharoso Zui Misoso. Ad kan Ramba. Now we're ready for the second Shita, and that's the Shita Tosus, and Masech Techula and Adaf Lamed Gimel. He says the following. Akum osur b'evir minachai b'mashu. So if the Akum eats the flesh of a living creature, he's chai from mashu. And he says, Tosfos, that this mashu has to be made up of three elements. It's basar, gidim, and etzem. The Rambam doesn't mention any of this. The Rambam says that a Ben Noach is osur if he eats a mashu of Avram ben Achai, a mashu of Basar ben Achai. The Rambam never stipulated that the Ben Noach is only chayav if he's got Basar, Gidim, ve'etzem. It means that according to Tosfos' Shita, a ben Noach is only chayev b'kizayis. That's how the Prima Gadim understood Shitas HaTosfos. That when Tosfos says we have to integrate together Basar v'gida v'etzem, what he meant is to set up a shear of a kizayis. And less than a kizayis is not also to a ben Noach. Says the Prima Gadim, the machlokas here is the following. We have a concept called stam achila. In other words, achila, which without any qualifications, without any descriptions. How does the Torah view stam achila? The Rambam holds that even a kol shu is called achila. The halacha l'moshe misinai says that as far as onshim is concerned, you're not chayav unless you eat a shear of a kezias. But as far as achila is concerned, even a kol shu is called an achila. The Rambam therefore concludes that with regard to a ben Noach, he doesn't have the halacha Moshe Misina of the shear as far as onshim is concerned. All he's left with is the isur, and the isur applies whenever he has an achila. Achila is even a kol shu. That's going to be the shita of the Rambam. Tosis, on the other hand, holds that stam achila is a kizayis. And therefore, what the halacha Moshe Misina is telling me is how to define an achila. We go back now to the lotase, right, the lav of the azor that was given to Ben Noach, that he's not allowed to eat Avram and Achai, and the Torah formulates it in achila terms. Achila means a kizayis. He says, according to the Rambam, as far as the Iser is concerned, the Iser applies even to a kol shu, because a kol shu constitutes an achila. Achila means a kol shu. V'lo neschad shalocha, this halacha in onshim that you're not chayiv until you eat a full kizayis, that's only li Yisrael. Ben Noach is chayiv for kol shu. And Tosis, on the other hand, holds no, that what we derive from the halacha l'moshe misinai is our definition of achila. Whenever the Torah says achila, unless we know otherwise, it means a kizayis. The Torah addresses Bnei Noach, and it forbids them from an achila of Avram and Achai. The achila of Avram and Achai is a stam achila, which is a kizayis. That's how Tosis understands the chiyuv of Ben Noach. Now, if this be the case, then we could build on what we know when we get to the next issue, and that is godless. The shear of godless for a boy is 13 years, for a girl, 12 years. There are another two age brackets, which are also shirim of godless, and that's bas shalosh, if she's 3 years old, or a ben who's teisha, and that's as far as bia is concerned. So the bia with a katana, if she passes shalosh, is called a bia. The bia of a boy is only after he passes the age of 9. And these shiurim are described or categorized by the Gemara Nida on Daf Mem Dalet as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So now let's combine this discussion with the previous discussion. What's going to be the deal as far as a Ben Noach is concerned? At what point is a Ben Noach Chayev? Let's talk about Gili Arayis, for example. When is a Katan considered a Gadol, and therefore he's liable for Misa under the law of Ben Noach? So the Minchas Chinuch writes that a guy who's less than 9 years old, who would have a relationship with his mother, or a guy that's Baal Shararayis, whatever the Erva is for a guy, and she, the girl, is less than 3 years old. Says the Minchas Chinuch that in such a case, we view this as a bia, even in the case of pachos mi ben teisha shebalimo, or even in the case of a guy who has a relationship with a girl who's an erva and she's less than 3. There's going to be Misas Bezdin in these cases. Why? Because the Shiurim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, the requirement of a Ben Tes, the requirement of Bas Gimel, is only for Klal Yisrael. He says, V'lorak imhu gadol ben shlosh Yisrael, and who is going to be put to death for the violation of any of the Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach? You don't require Ben Shlosh Yisrael, because again, Ben Shlosh Yisrael is Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, it only applies to Yisrael. El Kol Shu Bar Das. Oh, now we have a new definition. A Gadol, as far as Ben Noach is concerned, is called a Ben Das. Again, I'd like to know how you figure that out, that he's a Ben Das. Sharei Kol Shiurei HaTorah. All Shiurei HaTorah, Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, V'lo Nemru L'Gabi Ben Noach. Umashim Mevur Barambam, Hilchus Melachim Perek Yud, Shekotan Sha'over Al Echad Min HaMitzvah Shalo, Eino Nerag. The Rama writes that a Katan Ben Noach is not Chayev, Eino Nerag, when he violates one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. Ein Kavanasa L'Katan Kodem Yud Gimel Shana, Vavosh Tei Saros. El Katan She'eino Ben Das. That's what the Rambam has in mind. A Katan who's not a Ben Das. That's the Minchas Chinuch. In the footnote he adds that the Chassam Sofer agrees with the Minchas Chinuch, and the Or Sameach accepts this opinion. Now it's really fascinating. Could you imagine that you would determine that a Ben Noach at the age of 6, I'm just throwing out an idea, is a Bar Das, and he's a Gadol? Why? Because the Shirim of Yud Gimel is only for Yisrael, because Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Now watch what happens if this Ben Sheish, this little John Paul Jones, and he's 6 years old, he converts to Judaism. Again, exactly how that happens, I don't know, but let's say Ger Cotton, Aldas Oven V'Imo, Bez Nemagai, whatever it is, the Sugin Ksubas Yudal. At that point, he becomes a Cotton, because now he's a Yisrael. Now we get back to the Stechemet. The Stechemet says that the Rama writes in Perik Beis Milchus Ishus, Kol Mokom, whenever you mention a Cotton, it means he's less than Yud Gimel. That's the Rambam in Hilchus Ishus. If we go with the Stechemed, then again the Rambam says that Katan, in the case of a Goy, She Ovar Al Achas Mi Mitzvosov, is Eino Nera. If the Rambam says that whenever I write Katan, I mean a Katan who's less than Yud Gimel, then in the case of a Ben Noach, he's also talking about a Katan who's less than Yud Gimel. That's against the Minchas Chinuch. Now at this point, he introduces Rishonim. We'll see. I'm looking in the footnote to see which Rishonim these are. See, on Masechta Nida, there's an anonymous Rishon called the Mefaresh. The Sugya of... No, I'm sorry. Not Masechta Nida. I made a mistake. The Mefaresh is a super commentary on Masechta Nazir. See, he writes the following. Shir Gadlus Bishnas Yud Gimel Eino Bechlal Shiurim. Elakevan Shekos V'Torah Ish Hainu Ben Yud Gimel Shon. So we've been assuming from the get-go that the Shir of Gadlus is Halach L'Moshe Misinai, and that's explicit in the Tshuvas HaRosh. But now that we have the Mefaresh in Masechta Nazir, he says, no, the Shir of Gadlus and Yud Gimel Shanim is not included in Shi'urim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, but that's Taich Ish. Ish means that he's Yud Gimel Shanim. How do we know such a thing? I don't know. So he has a whole list of achronim here who say that if you hold like the mafarish in Nazir, then the halacha of godless, that if he's less than Yud Gimel, he's not a gadol. I don't know, there's something missing here. Lefi zeh halacha l'inyan godless megras. Again, I don't know, it's not clear from the text, but it seems to me that what he has in mind here is that perhaps that definition would apply to a Ben Noach as well. I'm not sure. Then let's see if in the next line it becomes a little clearer. He writes in the name of another tshuva sefer called the Yad Chinuch, Kosav Ladun Ha'ima Sherak Bas Gimel Uben Tes Nachshavim Ruim Lepiu Mechlal Hashiurim V'Yenu Ben Noach. He quotes the Minchas Chinuch that these are called Shiurim, and therefore he wants to interpret a Rambam in Yisurei Bia Perek Yud Ches. The Rambam writes Hagioris V'Meshuchreres. I feel in his gairo nishtachra v'pusa mibas shal shanim hoil v'ena bas Yisrael harezu zona v'asura l'kuhuna. So you have a girl who had a bia when she was a nochris before her conversion, and she was less than 3 years old. The Rambam says that she's a zona, and a kohen is not allowed to marry this girl. So it means, based on everything we saw until now, that if you hold like the Minchas Chinuch, that the minimum shear of a ketana bas bia is gimel shonim is halach l'moshe misinai shiurim, then it doesn't apply to a ben noach. And the Ravid is masig, and he writes p'chusa mivashol shonim eina asur mishum zona. The Rambam holds that shiurim are halach l'moshe misinai, and they don't apply to a ben noach. The only problem is, we have a Gemara in Avodah Zorah, Daf Lamed Vav. The Gemara says, Tinok Akum, Mitame Beziva, Mi Ben Teisha Shanav Yom Echad, Hol Veroi Lebiya. And Tinokos Akum, Bas Shalosh Shanav Yom Echad, is Mitama Beziva, Hol Veroi Lebiya. And the Ram actually paskins like this in Hilchas Mitame Moshav, Mishkavu Moshav. So you see that even with regard to Nachrim, there's a Shira ben Teisha le'inyan roi le'biya, ben Shalosh le'inyan roi le'biya. So we're really in trouble over here, because the Rama on the one hand says that a Gioris who's less than 3 is Asur le'kuhuna midin zona, so it indicates that the Shiurim do not apply to a ben Noach, and yet the Rambam himself says that an akum is metame only, I mean beziva, only from the age of 9 years old. And we're talking about an akum. This is really strange. I would say the Rambam is saying a separate halach in Zona. Why should the halach in Zona be different? In Hilchas Tuma, we require Bas Bia. Why are we going to apostle of the Torah Zona? I don't know. It sounds to me like he's leaving this as an unanswered question. Now you may remember that in the Blatchir we said that there's Machlokas Rishonim where the Shirim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai or the Midrabbanon. Our sugya is clear, it's explicit, that Shirim Aloch L'Moshe Misinai, the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei in the name of Rabbi Yochanan says Shirim or Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. The Brisa says Shirim Shal Onshim Aloch Misinai. So Acherim Omrim Shebezdino Shal Yavitz Tiknu. Alright, so we'd have to go through the Gemara in Yuma, but the Gemara asks, Hari Darshu Me'akosuv Eila Mitzvah She'novi Rashoi L'chadesh Dover Me'ata. And the Gemara answers, Shachachum V'chazru V'yastnum. So he quotes here the Briska Rav on Tmura She'lidivri Akol B'yasod HaDavar He Aloch L'moshe Mi'sinai El Shadas Acherim She'achar Kach Nischadshu Al Yidei Osniel L'daitam Zeu Michlal Halochos She'nishtakhu B'mei Evlo Shel Moshe V'chziram Osniel Ben Knaz B'pilpulo Al Yidei Yud Gimel Midah Shator and addresses by him. I'm not sure why that's called a derabbanon. Ubishalmi nechleku amoroim ha'im shiurim ha'im aloch l'moshe v'sina o shachachomim kavu ha'shiurim. So it seems like the Yerushalmi explicitly has such an opinion that the chachomim established the shiurim. Omru b'gemara sha'ochel chelev v'zman hazeh Yichtov Shir Achiloso. He should write down on a ledger how much he ate of Chelev. Shema Yavo Bezdin Acher V'yishanes HaShi'uriv. Maybe a later Bezdin will change the Shi'uriv. So it would seem again that there's a push here, or at least one view that maintains that the whole issue of Shiurim is all a Takonis Chachomim. I mean, that's against everything that we know. Ubir agrees, the afla sover shechoshishin shebezdin acher yishanes ha-shiurim yisod ha-shiurim hu aloch l'moshe mi-sinai v'rak kevan sheshochachu yochol bezdin l'kvo ha-shiur acher v'lomar Shekach Nemra Ha'alocha. So you know what? This sounds a little bit similar to what we said before, that really Alocha L'moshe Mi'sinai is Doraisa, but the Torah authorized the Chachamim to give it the specifics and tell us when it applies and when it doesn't. Do you remember? That's how we explained the difference before between Shi'urim on the one hand and Chatzitzin and Mechitzin on the other hand. In Shi'uri Achila, for example, of Kezayis, Kebetzik, Choseves, Lo Nemar Lo Ezed Din Shi'uro B'Kezayis, Ubo Chachomim, Ve'emidu Kol Shira Makomo. That's what I think the Briska Rav is saying here, that according to those deos, that Shi'urim are from Bezdin Tiknum, and then there's another Bezdin later on that could undo what was said, established by an earlier Bezdin. That's because the Torah in Aloch L'moshe Mi'sinai gave something more general as a shear, but exactly what the shear is, what the volume is, and when it applies and when it doesn't, that's already given over to the Chachamim. Nimsar HaDover L'Chachamim. Now, if that be the case, you know, I'm just thinking out loud, this is really a wild idea, maybe Shi'urim could change relative to society. I mean, again, I just dog for Tishka, forget what I'm saying now, but what I was thinking was that maybe an olive size today would not be considered chashuv. You know, maybe we have larger amounts that we eat. But anyway, he says Hadovra Nimsa Lechachamim Lekvoa Lefi Achashivus, and therefore one Bezdin could overturn another Bezdin. Why would a later Bezdin disagree with an earlier Bezdin about the Shear of Kezayis? Unless maybe the Shear of Kezayis could be relevant to a particular society. I'm sorry, not relevant. I meant to say relative to a particular society. So we'll just finish up with this last line. He says, Yesh achronim shenoktu shebaloch lemoshe misinai nemar sheyesh shir kizayis ukegris ukebeitz v'chadome v'chachamim kavu kol shir l'chol aloch kon achilu v'kizayis tumah v'kegris v'chadome. Okay, that's very similar to what we were saying before, that the Rabbanan are going to give the specifics. The general is given by Aloch L'Moshe V'Sinai, but the Chachom are going to flesh it out and determine, you know, when these shirim apply. And in the footnote, he quotes the Tzlach and Limudei Hashem. Okay then, so that's what I wanted to talk about today, and we'll see tomorrow if maybe we can continue, or we'll pick up another topic. All right then.
Very good. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Shkoyach, thank you.